Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Next, we'll give an update on Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, and later on, we'll see what's happening this fall at Eagle School. That's coming up during the morning show. This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy.
Until we meet again.
This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Our update at 9 is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A key report on inflation delayed by the government shutdown is now out. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on the Consumer Price Index report.
The CPI for September showed inflation accelerating from the August reading, ticking up 3% year over year. While gasoline prices have been falling for the past few weeks, the Bureau of Labor Statistics says that was the largest factor in the monthly increase. While the Federal Reserve has set a 2% target for inflation, the Board of Governors is still expected to cut interest rates at its next meeting.
Social Security recipients will get a 2.8% increase in their checks based on those numbers. President Trump has abruptly canceled trade talks with America's second largest trading partner, Canada, after the province of Ontario put out an ad featuring Ronald Reagan radio address from 1987, where he talked about tariffs, how they're bad for American workers. New York Attorney General Letitia James in court today to face mortgage fraud charges brought by the Justice Department. This is ABC News. More than 30 people charged in that illegal sports betting and rigged poker game scandal announced by the FBI on Thursday. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more on what prosecutors say was happening in those high-stakes poker games.
These victims never stood a chance because everyone around the poker table, except the victim, was in on the scam. As alleged in the indictment, these poker rooms were equipped with X-ray poker tables where you could see the cards face down. There were special glasses and contact lenses that could pick up marks on the cards. There were tainted shuffling decks. All in all, victims lost millions.
In the other case, NBA insiders are accused of using insider information to enter illegal sports bets. Tropical storm Melissa holding steady in the Caribbean. Problems for Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and Jamaica, but probably not the mainland U.S. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Phoenix Center has made lunch easy and delicious. Open every day at 11 a.m., they serve a full menu with a strong focus on lunch favorites, like burgers, salads, wraps, sandwiches, and signature appetizers. Whether it's a quick bite or dinner with the family, the Phoenix Center delivers, even to go. Call 649-7469 for carryout, and don't miss their famous pizza, a local favorite in Richland Center. That's the Phoenix Center.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Lots of sunshine today. Temperatures in the low 50s. Tonight, 32 with late night drizzle possibilities. A high of 51 on Saturday. Saturday night, a few clouds and 36. And Sunday, partly cloudy and milder. A high near 60. A high near 60 and a bit breezy again on Monday. Ladies and gentlemen, Welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot. Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them well managed is a big responsibility. Since 1936, Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber throughout southwest Wisconsin. Their professional forest management team can help your timber reach its full potential, a win-win for everyone. Landowners receive green for their logs, and Mother Nature stays green too. Call professional timber managers today, 608-524-4412, and let Meister Log and Lumber work for you and your trees.
Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is hiring motivated truck drivers to service dairy and food processing facilities in Richland Center, Arena, and surrounding areas. Whether you're looking for full-time or part-time work, Bitech has opportunities for safe, dependable drivers with a CDLA and tanker endorsement. Enjoy training, solid benefits, and the chance to work with a respected company that values safety and reliability. Apply online today or call for an application at 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. That's Bitech Incorporated, driving opportunity forward the greener way. The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. On our Friday morning show, it is a pleasure to welcome live in the studio today the president of Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. That would be Eileen Stevens. How are you doing, Eileen?
Good morning, Phil. Doing excellent after an amazing year here.
I know it. Yeah, we wanted to have you in because you had your annual meeting and you kind of culminated everything there. And it must have been a great night at the White House.
It was. It was a fabulous night. And I certainly want to take the time to thank the Ramada and La Fratanga. We had twice the attendance that we normally do. We expected about 50 people to show up. We had closer to 70 there. I think, you know, they were looking at the food menu. They liked the options. We had great feedback regarding the menu and the location. And the staff at La Fratanga, I mean, man, they went above and beyond. They were expecting 50. They were set up for 50. And they hustled. They got more food out there. They got more seating out there. And they were truly interested in who we are and what we were doing. They asked questions, asked what our organization was. So, you know, I encourage them to consider being a food vendor at an upcoming event, at the walk or the, you know, things like that, and even talk to them about how to form a team.
Why do you think this year's you got so much good response for the annual meeting?
I focused a lot on recognition of the teams and not so much, I mean, annual meeting. Who really wants to go to a meeting? You know, nobody's up on that. So so I did focus a lot on the team recognition and thanking our sponsors. And then, you know, people get tired of the same old. And I think having a different venue and a different menu really helped as well.
looking at some things that you talked about. You gave out some money for research. You had some people there that accepted that. And maybe you could talk about that a little bit.
Yes, we did. Our payouts this year, we had representatives from UW-Carbone come to Richland Center. We had our representative from Gunderson that came out and accepted their check. So each of the facilities, UW-Carbone and Gunderson, each received a check for $51,433.79. So that was, and what they use that for, they feel that our funds are so important. You know, most people are looking for the big millions of dollars of funding, but what they need these funds for are what they call feeder funds. Because in order to chase those big dollars for grants and research, they've got to have the starting research and to show what they can do. So they call them feeder funds to get the research started.
And sometimes, in the case of our own hospital here in Richland Center, that money goes to cover some really important equipment, doesn't it?
Correct, yes. And the hospital was there as well. And, of course, we had purchased that piece of equipment for them to do pre-screening for cancers, which is all part of our program, is the pre-screening part of it. And this year for the medical community, you know, we have $41,000 this year that we are allocating towards the medical community. And that could be the clinics, it could be Boscobel Hospital, any medical facility in our service area.
I know you're all about prevention, but I thought about that with the new equipment that you helped purchase. You know, how many lives will you save? How many, you know, how many times will you cut cancer off at the pass, so to speak?
Right, yeah, and that would, I mean, I'm sure, you know, if Dr. Loomy was here, she could give you those statistics as to what it means to have that piece of equipment. I mean, you and I know it's important. I don't have the numbers, though, as to what that means number-wise or statistic-wise, but just being able to pre-screen and identify as to this could be a problem area is huge.
You set the mark, I believe, pretty high after this year's grace total, Eileen. Again, it was just amazing.
It was. This year, our total income for 2025, for anybody who hasn't heard it, I mean, we're proud. We have been putting that number out there. Our total this year was $411,470.31. That is over $97,000 more than we did last year. Mm. So, and it's you know, everybody that's involved in Grace, they're all important. Every player is important. You know, when you parallel it to sports, you know, on your football team, you got the guys sitting on the bench, but they're not just bench sitters. They're their practice squad. They're the ones that make the team what it is. They're behind the scenes. Or, you know, in basketball, you've got the guy that made the great shot, outstanding shot, but it wasn't them. They made the shot, but they recognized the person that passed the ball to them, the people that set the blocks and made them the star. You know, Grace is phenomenal, but there's a lot of behind-the-scenes players, and that's where you're talking about the teams and the businesses, the individuals, the organizations, our current and past ambassadors. I mean, them taking the time to share their story is so important, because you hear stuff all the time on the news reports, or you read it in the magazine, you see it in social media. But when you hear a story from somebody local that you may or may not know, it impacts. It really has an impact, because you're like, oh, gosh, you know, maybe I should just have this little thing on my arm checked or my cheek checked or, you know. But, yeah, it's just everybody behind the scenes. And, Phil, what you guys do here, I mean, we couldn't do this without WRCO. You guys give us so much. You give us the airtime each month, which is very important to us, valued by us. You do the music and the MC at the Walk with Grace, the Race for Grace, but always our you know, and the auction. Oh, my gosh, can't forget the auction. That's incredible what you guys do with that. So it's all the behind-the-scenes stuff that makes it work.
Everyone that contributes, even if someone only bought a $5 luminary bag, it all adds up to the total, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, and 2025, you know, the extraordinary job that everybody did. You know, we did that collaborated effort with Joneses. I mean, that was a risk taker for Joneses to step up and do something like that. But it was scary on both sides. But it works. It just works. And a lot of Joneses put a lot of hard work into it. Grace put a lot of hard work into it. our teams did. They were out there selling the tickets. But, and like you said, it's not all the big ticket items. It's putting that dollar, quarter, whatever it is, in a donation bucket. It's supporting the lemonade stands, the brat stands, the bake sales, the bowling, golf tournaments. There's always something going on for Grace. And I love it when I see the team supporting each other.
At what point in the year did you feel that it could be a special year, Eileen? I mean, we knew we had the car, but again, you didn't know exactly how that was going to go. And were there some indications along the way that it might go well?
There were certainly, you know, as teams are doing their fundraisers and turning in, you know, donations and stuff that their team has raised. Marge does a fabulous job of keeping them all, you know, earmarked as to whose money is whose. So you kind of have those indicators going along, but you really just don't know until right at the end there when people are getting excited, especially the radio auction. They just get so pumped up and people just start donating. And you've seen it. The people that participate have, it's like they'll, the guy from McFarland that, you know, listens to your show on Saturday night. I mean, he heard about it. He started listening in and I talked to him for quite some time on the phone. It's like he said, he goes, who pays $75 for a $25 certificate? You know, but he did. Because people just get caught up in the moment.
Yeah, so. They do. And again, the people, you know, we host it, but we certainly couldn't do it with all the people that donate, whether it's a local business or whether it's somebody making a pie or whatever.
Yep,
it is.
It is. That's why I said there's so many behind the scenes players that make it possible. And everybody wants to help, whether it's, like you said, making the cheesecake, making the fudge, making the pie, donating a zero-turn lawnmower. I mean, there's so many people and businesses that just, they give from the heart. They just know it's a good cause.
Someone asked me the other day, and we didn't have time to add it all up, but wondering how much money Grace has raised in the 22 years.
Yeah, that's where I need Marge in my back pocket on phone a friend here. Because I think last year we were just under $5 million. But I'll get those numbers. I'll make sure Marge has those. I know Marge has them. She's just not here right now. But we'll get that exact number posted. But I'm sure we have cleared $5 million.
Isn't that
over
something?
The 22 years?
Goodness, yeah.
And it stays local, and that's what's important.
And this year, I mean, you know, you weren't that far from 500,000, right?
Right. That was my target. I said I was going for 500,000, but we had 44 teams this year, which was great. And I know Suzanne has said that she's got a target for 50 for our 2026. But I mean, my target is 75 teams for 2026 because I want to challenge each team out there to talk to somebody they know that has been impacted, tell them what we do, encourage them to have a team. Just since our event, my brother talked to one of his coworkers down in Spring Green. Pretty sure we got another team coming in from down there. Team Hambone out of Muscadet, they're going to be a new team. They've already turned in $5,000 for next year's total. I mean, and
it's good for them.
It's phenomenal. I just had somebody ask me yesterday. I don't have my notes with me, but another person asked me yesterday about forming a team. So they're out there. They just need to hear it. They need to be asked and understand what Grace is, because there's amazingly a lot of people that know we're good, but they really don't know what we are.
The cutoff for 25 was the end of August, but some fundraisers started right away again in September, didn't they?
Yes. I know Team Crusaders had a meat raffle and two bingo things already this year, raising money. There's been food stands this year. And, of course, the bowling, I believe, is in January. That'll be coming up already, so that'll be a big fundraiser. But, I mean, just watch for people. When we see them advertised or know they're having stuff, we put it out there. And Amy Bendel for the fall plants, I mean, that'll all go towards her 2026 total. She's phenomenal, but, you know, she is. She doesn't like to be recognized for it, but she is great.
No doubt. And we had some great ambassadors, as we do every year, but this year they were exceptional, weren't they?
Yes. And I said for the ambassadors to share their stories and tell us their journey, it's just it makes such an impact. And, you know, we have, you, people have, nobody invites cancer into their life. Nobody does. But it shows up at their door. It hangs out by them day in, day out. So we always honor those who are, you know, hosting that unwelcome guest because they deal with it every day. We hear about it. We can just be like, oh, gosh, that's terrible. But if you're not directly impacted at the time, you don't, it doesn't have the, you know, it's not there in your forefront. Those that have that guest in their house, they can't get rid of them. They can't just say, go away. So, you know, we honor them. We always remember those that have to, you know, fight that challenge. But it's, and for our ambassadors to share that with us, to keep us aware, that's powerful.
Unfortunately, there is a need, and I know some of your other board members and staff were in here this year talking about the numbers were up in terms of requests for funds for local cancer patients. And obviously, it's they can be helped by grace, but there's certainly a need out there.
There's definitely a need, and I mean we're not going anywhere. I mean, we loved our team slogan this year of "Get up, get up, get out of here," because that is our end game, is to end cancer. That's where our fabulous researchers come in. They're making great strides. But yes, it's, you look at the consumable, you know, cost of consumable goods. Everybody complains how much their groceries are, how much their everyday needs are. Well, we don't have the additional impact of cancer on top of it. Many of us don't. So having those extra funds to take those little stressors off, to pay that cell phone bill, to get the gas cards that they need to travel back and forth between La Crosse and here or Madison and here, to, you know, be able to buy that gift for your child or grandchild that you just don't have that extra income, that you can get that Walmart card and you can feel you're contributing. But it's just, it's the small things, and they appreciate it so very much. And the always, you know, to make sure they know to bring that bill into us. I know Rose had mentioned that last month, is, you know, don't pay the bill and ask to be reimbursed. We won't do that, but we will pay that bill for you. So bring the bill in, and, you know, if you're an eligible participant, then they'll take care of that for you. Some have asked for hotel rooms. They have an early morning procedure. They have to be at the hospital by 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. So if they need, we can get a hotel room for them, either in La Crosse or Madison, the night before or the night after, whatever is needed, and make those arrangements for them.
Boy, that just takes a load off, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Yeah. Like I said, it's the little stressors. We don't, you know, we're not handing them thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, but to be able to pay those little things, that, you know, car insurance is due. Oh my gosh, how am I going to pay this, you know? If they have mm-hmm. money on their account, we can help them with that.
Your expanded area, too. You know, you expanded, you know, getting into some areas that you didn't before, and you're right. Seeing support from there, but you're also seeing a need from there, too, aren't
right.
you?
Right. We are definitely seeing a need from there. We are getting more support from those areas, and that's, again, us getting out there and talking to those areas. So as most of us know, it's all of Richland County, plus any township that touches our border. So if you're in, like, Crawford, Vernon, Iowa, Grant, Sauk, if your township touches the borders of Richland County, they are eligible for our services. So previously, there were just a few of those townships, but we're like, well, if we're going to include those townships, why are we not including these other townships? So we just made it equally around, touch our borders, you're eligible for our services. So we're making it more active approach to get out and talk to those areas, talk to the businesses, talk to the people who are able to, you know, maybe help support.
Wonderful. Eileen, anything you wanted to add here today as we wrap up the year and look ahead to the new year?
I just can't thank people enough. I mean, my goal for 2025, 2026, I'm heading for 500,000. I mean, that was my goal this year. Didn't quite reach it, but I'm sticking to it. I might even by mid-year go 550,000. But I mean, when you break it down, I mean, you're talking about, you know, 50 teams. That's 10,000 a team. Some teams far expand, go beyond that. Other teams, you know, may only do 500. That's fine. That is fine. But, you know, if we're looking at 50 teams, 75 teams, you have 75 teams, that's only 6,500 a team. And we've reached our $500,000 goal. So break it down, not that bad, not as bad as it sounds. So it's a realistic goal. Our businesses are great. Our committees out there are great. And I mean, I thank everybody. It's everybody out there making it happen.
Yeah. I won't say you can't, because this last year when you said 500,000, you know, I'm sure there were a few that thought, oh, I don't know, but get pretty close.
We can. Close. Like I said, it's breaking it down. You got to have your target. And, you know, if you look at it, if you go into it saying we're just going to raise money, but you have no goal in mind, well, there's nothing to strive for. So if each team goes into it, say, okay, we're going to find another team, and here's our goal for this year, whether it's $5,000, maybe it's $50,000. But if you got to have your goal to hit it.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. And we'll continue publicizing all the good things Grace does here on The Morning Show. I know that you're going to be back next month. Alan Kajups, he's going to be back. And I know he's got even bigger and better plans for the race for Grace next year, too.
Yes, I mean, everything just starts rolling. And, I mean, the race is in May. And in January, they're going to start gathering to start planning for the annual walk event. It's ongoing, and I just, you know, anybody interested in helping out, just let us know. We've got space. Whether you want to be a committee member, a volunteer behind the scenes, toy with a board position, we need everybody. Everybody counts.
Yes, we do. And they can find you, contact you through your socials.
Right. They've got the gracelocalcancer@gmail.com. They've got the Grace phone numbers. Anybody that needs an annual report, just give us a call. We will get one to you or email us. And, we'll get you all taken care of.
Well, thanks for all you do, Eileen.
All right. Thank you, Phil.
It's been a great year to you and the board. President of Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, Eileen Stevens, on this half of The Morning Show.
At Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, they're more than a company, they're part of the community. Their team includes coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMTs. Neighbors helping neighbors. Now, Rockwell wants to connect with local nonprofit and 501c3 groups for volunteer and donation opportunities. If your organization would like to partner, call 647-9400. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Progressive has great customer service, and it's easy to reach us because great and easy is the way to be. Like salads. Great for you, and so easy you could put any group of veggies in a bowl and it's a salad. A full carrot with a head of cabbage? Weird, but still a salad. One radish and a couple of green beans? Also a salad. 14 blueberries, half an onion, and a sunchoke? Odd, yes, but an odd salad. So contact Progressive's customer service by phone, app, or online. It's great and easy, just like salad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must. And Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
The fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results.
On our morning show today from WRCO, we put the spotlight on Eagle School. And to join us in the studio, we have Jeff Seaborg. We have a couple of students from Eagle. We have Eker and we have Abby. And we'll hear from them in just a little bit. But Jeff, you're on the hot seat first of all here. So how's the school year going?
School year is going great, Phil. We're excited, as we are every year for a new year. But this year is particularly exciting for us. We have a new batch of international students that have joined us and some returning international students. And this is also our first year participating in the school choice program. So that's an exciting opportunity for us and for other parents in the surrounding area of Richland Center.
I saw Eagle School represented in the parade in downtown Richland Center, and you took up like the whole block, it seemed like.
Well, sometimes we do take up quite a bit of space. sometimes you think you take up more space, you got more to say, but we hope that we got the point across about what it is. You know, we're a private Christian school. We put Jesus first in everything that we do, and we hope that was reflected in our presence in the parade.
Let's talk about some of the things that are going on so far and on the calendar coming up, Jeff.
Well, one of the first things that we've got coming up is this November 7th, we have a Brazilian food night. And it is one of the countries that are represented at Eagle School. We've got 8 different countries this year. But it's a student-led, student-participating event. They have come up with a menu. They've come up with, the things that they want to do that night. There might be a little Brazilian music playing in the background. People might get up and do a little dancing. But I'm going to let Eker tell you a little bit about the Brazilian food that we're going to offer.
Good morning, Eker. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good.
Awesome. That's so good. Tell us about the night, what you're looking forward to the most.
Okay, so we're planning a very good night. And we will have some of the most famous dishes in our country. We'll start with an appetizer of a deep-fried dough filled with chicken, a creamy chicken, and a side of salad. And then we'll go ahead to our main dish. And then we'll have it's kind of a stew, a black bean stew with different cuts of pork and sausage and then rice and then some other different things that we'll have there to make it even better. And then for dessert, we'll have it's a carrot cake in a Brazilian style, so it's a different way than you guys make here. And also an option of flan?
Yeah.
Flan.
Depending on how you pronounce it.
But and also in a Brazilian style that we make it completely different than you guys make it here.
Can you give us some ways that you make it different?
So we use a condensed milk, and I'm not sure if you guys use this one here, but the time of cook, it takes a lot more time than what you guys make here. So we'll spend like a week preparing all of this, and the desserts has to stay in the oven for, I don't know, like 12 hours, I think. It has to be very slow cooked. And yeah, I think it's delicious, and I hope everybody likes it too.
Do you get that kind of food typically now that you're here in America?
Not really. I'm making it here for the first time with my friends now, Brazilian friends, that we are trying out the dishes we want to make there and to have it ready for everybody that's coming for the Brazilian night.
Do you get many chances to cook? I mean, is that typical, you and your friends cooking together?
So yeah, now in Eagle School in the dorms, we have many Brazilians, so we're like cooking different dishes every day, and sometimes we make some Brazilian food, then we have also Thailand food, we have Korean food, there's all kind of stuff. Now we're trying to make the Brazilian food the best one because of the Brazilian night coming up. So yeah.
So you must be really looking forward to this night.
Yeah. I think it's going to be an amazing night. We'll have amazing food and also an amazing cultural experience for everybody that's coming. You guys will be able to experience the the Brazilian culture and as a whole. And yeah, I hope we can really represent Brazil on this night.
That sounds good.
And if you go to our website, Phil, and for the listeners, you'll see information about the Brazilian Food Night. If you follow us on Facebook or Instagram, you'll also see the same information. It's November 7th, 6:30 p.m. It's at the Eagle School up on Fellowship Lane. It's $15 for an adult, $8 for a child, 12 and under. And we really prefer RSVPs. It's quite an undertaking to prepare this food, and we want to make sure that we have enough, but we also don't want to have too much, because it's a fundraiser to help support the high schoolers when they go off on their senior trip. And so it's the kids are excited about it, but we want to be as fiscally responsible as we can so that we don't have any waste and that everybody gets a chance to have their meal. So,
is it hard finding the ingredients, Iker?
So, yeah, some of the things we're grabbing to cook this meal, we'll have to bring some stuff from Brazil. So there's a couple companies that import some stuff from Brazil. And yeah, we'll have to get some ingredients that is not very usual here.
Great. Abby is here as well. And Abby, you're a domestic student. You're right here in Richland Center. But good morning.
I am a domestic student from Richland Center.
Tell me why you like Eagle School.
I like Eagle School because it's a lot of a different environment. Like, we're more hands-on with our students there. And we really like to bring Jesus into what we do. Like, in the mornings, we have homeroom, and we always talk about the Lord and the Bible and how what's changing in our lives and how he's helping us. And always, like, the teachers always, if you need something, they're always there to talk with you. They'll always bring Bible references into their classroom no matter what, and they always just try to tell you in their ways and other ways, show you what's changing in the world and just show you, like, a better solution for things that we're doing. Very good environment. I would say, like, we're really close with our school. Like, when we do things, it's like we're incorporating everyone. We're not leaving people out. We always just wanted to be more hands-on.
Uh-huh. And what grade are you in, Abby?
I am a sophomore this year. I've been at Eagle for about 2.5 years. I came here when I was in eighth grade, and I've enjoyed it ever since.
Sounds like you're making some friends worldwide while at Eagle, aren't you?
Always. I'm always making friends. I love having many friends from all over because they get to tell me about their countries and what they experience and how lovely it is there. But, like, they always like to come here and experience what we do. It's a very good time sharing our different cultures.
Get a chance to sample some of the food, too, don't you?
Always. I love sampling the different foods there. Like, when my friends from Brazil bring something, it's always good. And, like, from Thailand and stuff like that, it's always amazing.
What are some other extracurriculars you're involved in at Eagle School? Are you involved in any clubs or sports or anything like that, Abby?
I do the tech for my church that's also connected to Eagle. And when anybody's gone or, like, they need an extra person for, like, the Christmas program that's coming up eventually, they will ask me. And I'm like, always, yes, I will help out. And I do the camera. Last year, I did lighting for the little kids' play that they did. So then, because they asked, like, oh, we need someone to do lights. And I got asked, and I said, yes, I would love to do lights for them. It's just very much about being hands-on with, like, my school and the church with it. And I always love doing it. I'm also a tech. I'm into being a tech leader there, and yeah.
Is that something that you'd like to get into for a career someday, perhaps?
Yeah, it helps me a lot, like, understand more than, like, yeah, there's that part of church, but, like, you also want to, like, help, like, the people who are online also know what they're doing. Well, not doing, but, like, be also incorporated with our church. It also gives me, like, a mindset, like, if we're in church, they also want to feel like they're in church, and always helps me. But yeah, someday I want to do something like that.
Oh, very exciting.
And it's great because, like Abby, other students were small enough to where we're comfortable in reaching out and asking a student to help. You know, they gain some expertise in a field in which they've never had it before, and they get good enough after a certain point where then they can actually pass that knowledge on to another student. And it's wonderful for them to see them to be of service. And so that's one of the things that we're excited about, is that we have room to grow at Eagle. So next year, the 26-27 academic year, we are looking forward to new applicants to come to Eagle. And so we invite, you know, families, you know, parents. Occasionally you will see that we'll have an open house or an activity at Eagle. Come on down. Come visit us. We're glad to share with you about the programs that we have to offer at Eagle. We can talk to you about, you know, getting your children signed up for the next academic year. We take students even mid-year. So this January at the half point, if you're homeschooling, maybe you're not happy where you're at in your current school environment and you want to make a change, now is the time to consider that. Being in the choice program, depending on the size of your family and the income levels you have in your household, we're tuition free to certain individuals, you know, based on those criteria. And we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to show you around the school, give you a chance to see if you, you know, fit right into the Eagle School. We know we'd love to have your children with us, because we just love bringing kids to school, and we love to love on them. We love to show them the love of the Lord, and that's the number one thing. Second is the academics, okay? We try and have an extremely strong academic program, but we know that if Jesus isn't out in front of this whole thing for us, we're not doing the job we should for your children. So we're excited to have you come and visit Eagle and explore the opportunity to have your children attend.
If someone is currently homeschooling, can they go to Eagle for like certain classes and programs? How does that work, Jeff?
It gets a little tricky on how to do that. There are some limitations as to what can be done, but we do have people at the school that if you were to contact us, we can tell you what those limitations are and how we might be able to accommodate you.
Some other things on the calendar, some other food nights perhaps coming up, Jeff?
Well, we're gonna do other food nights. We have students from Spain, South Korea, Thailand, Costa Rica, Cambodia, the Philippines, and Pakistan. So we've got options for food. And we're hoping that those kids will want to get involved and to put their best country's foot forward, not only in cuisine, but some of the cultural things that happen. I know they're excited about, you know, sitting down and exchanging some conversation with people who come to attend with us. I'm looking forward to it, and I think they are too. But, you know, it's our desire to have the community get to know Eagle and the students better.
Let's talk about, you know, like the language, because a lot of times students come here, they want to better their English. Do they have a specific English class, or how does that work?
We don't have a specific English class. It's more of an immersion technique. So when they come in and they're taking Algebra 1, or if they're taking geography or social studies or chemistry, physics, we don't know Portuguese. We don't know Thai. We don't know South Korean. So all the material is presented in English, okay? And so they are immersed in it, and they are expected to pick that up. And it can be a challenge. It's also a requirement that we have that in the classroom, they speak English. And that's a very interesting dynamic to see develop, because let's face it, if all you know is, let's say, Portuguese, and you have five Brazilians there who all speak Portuguese, they want to, like, ask each other a question. Well, what is a gram? What is, you know, what's a mole? And you want to explain it in Portuguese. Well, no, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to try and explain that in English. So it's a real challenge. Now, Iker came to us 2 years ago now?
Yeah, I mean, this is my third year.
Third year. So trust me, Iker...
Yeah.
Iker was struggling, okay?
Yeah.
But being immersed in it, now Iker can hold his own in almost any conversation. So it's exciting to see it happen. Mm-hmm. We were just talking in the lobby that it would be interesting, maybe we should look at having classes that, or having a class, or even an after school program where we actually look at just going from Portuguese to English, from Thai to English, and seeing if we might be able to come up with something that's kind of like a conversational, like, you know, when you're going to be a tourist in a country, there's, you know, you go to a week or a month immersion where all you do is, how do I get to the library? How do I find the bus station? How do I, you know, how do I order a hamburger? So something like that, we kicked around out in the lobby, and so we might explore that. But yes, getting to speak English is one of the reasons why so many parents want their kids to come to the United States so that they can get immersed and be fluent in English, because, you know, Mandarin, English, I'm struggling for the third one, but there's three dominant languages in the world.
Spanish.
And
Spanish?
And maybe Spanish. And if you know those, it drastically increases your value in the workplace.
Oh, yeah, sure it does. What's interesting, though, is if we go to a foreign country, we kind of are, you know, reason enough to think that everybody should speak English, right?
Yes,
you know,
I know.
I feel guilty when I can't. So
we fall into the habit of everybody now can pick up their phone and all you say is, how do I get to the bus station? Translate that into Mandarin for me and it'll do it for you. And you just hold it up to a person and hit play. Well, that's not what we want here when the kids come to Eagle. We want them to actually learn, spend the time. You know, they may get here not knowing how to ask to get, how do I call the town taxi to go to Culver's? They wouldn't know how to ask that, but at the end of the first year or the second year, we're hoping that's not a problem. They're fluent enough to where they can come out and just speak, you know, dynamically like that.
Yeah, very impressive. Iker, I can't imagine. I struggle enough in math just in my own language. I mean, how did you adapt to that? How did you, you know, get that through your head, so to speak?
Right, yeah. I mean, when I first got here, I couldn't speak any English. I remember just talking to people in my first day, and I couldn't even say my name or anything to them in an English way to speak. And yeah, it was because of this immersive way that Eagle School works. So I had to learn English because I needed to, right? If I didn't learn, then I couldn't speak with anyone or anything like that. I wouldn't understand the classes. So because of the English all the time, we're speaking, I'm learning, and then, yeah, I just started speaking, and I'm trying to improve all the time.
It's like throwing you in and sink or swim, right? You got to learn.
Yeah, right? You either sink or swim.
So what brought you to Eagle? Your parents were attracted to the exchange program. Maybe you could talk about that.
Yeah, so I think one of the things that we were looking for, it was to help me to learn English because I didn't understand anything and I was behind in the school about English in Brazil because we had some classes, but it was never enough for me. And it's very important in the workplace in Brazil if you know English. So it was always something that my parents desired for me. And I just couldn't do it in Brazil. Then we just said, yeah, all right, let's try this one here. And it was a very, very good way to do it in this immersive environment, and I learned.
You've learned well.
Thank you.
What brought you back? Because, I mean, you were here a year, and then you keep coming back.
Yeah, so I just liked so much. I got here my sophomore year, and I enjoyed everything, and I think the school really helped me with, like, just, you know, adapting to the new culture, the new language, and the new people, and it was something that really motivated me to come back.
Yeah, Iker seems to like it so much, we're probably going to be forced to fit him with a cheese head because it turns out he plans on going to the UW La Crosse after this.
Ah.
And he's hopefully going to get in. And he's loving America. He's loving Wisconsin. And so we're excited about that too. It's nice when some of our international students decide that they're going to make the U.S. Their second home.
They're going to stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would you like to do for a career someday?
So right now I'm thinking of software
development.
Development. Yeah,
okay.
So let me say it. Software
development. You're getting there.
Software development.
Yes.
That's okay. I can't say software development in Portuguese.
No, I can't either.
Yeah, but that's what I'm looking into right now, and I think is an area of technology that I'm interested in. Yeah, it's something that I want to learn about.
Great. And maybe come back and teach someday, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Come back. If a student comes to you and they say, Iker, why should we go to Eagle School? What would you tell them?
So, I mean, I would say that I really feel like we're a family. You know, at Eagle School, everybody is connected like a family. So if you have any problems, they will come talk to you and even pray for you. It's something that really, like, touched my heart that it's a big family. And I think that's a very important thing for me.
And we say, Iker says big family, but so Abby, so class sizes, what are some of your class sizes? How many kids in your classes, different ones?
Some of my classes, I have like 10 to like 13 students. Mm-hmm.
So the class size at Eagle are small enough to where, I mean, the teacher can really get to know a student. Okay. Your class sizes, you know, when you start pushing 25 and 35 and 40, it's a challenge to be able to spend some quality time with the kids. I think teachers everywhere try and do the best job they can with the limited amount of time they have, you know, in each academic hour. But when you have class sizes that, you know, rarely top 13 or 15, it gives a teacher so much more opportunity to really get to know the student, to know some of the challenges that the student may have, they're able to address that so much better. So, you know, Abby says the smaller class sizes, that's what I really like about Eagle. We're not so big that we lose track of anyone. We're able to just focus on each and every one of their needs, and I love that about the school.
Indeed. So everybody's on a first-name basis, obviously.
Yeah, well, they still call me Mr. Seaborg.
Well, yeah. Not you, but the kids.
I know. Yes. Yeah. So I don't think there's no child unknown to another child in that school.
Yeah.
You know, it's like living in a small town, you know? I mean, if you live in a small town of 75 or whatever, you know everybody. So the kids here, they know everyone by name.
Yeah. So you appreciate putting Jesus first then, Abby?
Yes, I really do love putting Jesus first. We have a Jesus Freaks Club, which is on Wednesdays at our lunch during the high school and middle school lunch period, where everyone's welcomed and we just worship, share testimonies, talk more about what the Lord is doing and ways that we need help. And if we need prayer, we gather around. We'll pray for you, and we just get really involved, and it's an amazing time. I always leave that classroom, and I'm smiling happy, and giggling a bunch, always.
Hmm. And I'm curious, because is that something that, did you have a moment in life where you realized that maybe that's the direction you should go? Because obviously, your other school, you wouldn't have been able to do that. So, I mean, did you have a moment where you said, this is for me, Abby?
Definitely, like, when I moved from being a Madison kid, it was like I was just in not very like a good environment where I was, and it wasn't always very helpful like with my friends and stuff. When I moved here, it got a little better, and I started to go into the church, and they kind of just welcomed me in, and it was great. Like my family had moved here, like had lived here previously, and we moved away and we came back, and I just knew it was such a great environment. And eventually I made a lot of friends, and I moved on to the tech team, and like I haven't looked back, and they've always been there for me no matter what. Any struggles I've had, they've always prayed for me and helped me through it.
Eager, this will be a different change for you when you go to college, because you will have bigger classes and you won't have everybody, you know, the focus won't be on Jesus. You've got to kind of search those people out that are like mine then, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, ever since I got an Eagle school, it was a big difference for me about Jesus. You know, I really got to understand more who he is and to learn more about my faith. And I think today is such a strong thing for me that I don't think it will be a problem for me to get in this bigger environment. But I will also, yeah, I always remember that he's first and is the most important for me.
Do you get homesick?
Just in the very, like, 2 months, the very first month that I got here, it was difficult. But and then now I just feel home here.
Do you play sports?
Yeah. Activities? I love basketball, and I play basketball Eagle.
Do you?
Yeah.
Awesome. Good. And that season will be starting before too long, I'm sure.
Yeah, no. I think we start practice this Wednesday.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
We do basketball. We do volleyball. We do soccer. Mm-hmm. And both on the JV and the varsity levels. Small teams, obviously. Small schools, so small teams. But the kids seem to love it. Parents like to come out. We encourage you know, your listeners and other parents to pull us up on our school website, find out our game schedule. If you want to see if you want to see an international crowd playing soccer or a basketball or whatever it might be, come on down to one of our events. We've got a nice soccer field. We've got a nice indoor gym. We do concessions. You know, the kids actually work the concession stand at the events, and that's just that's another opportunity for you to get a little feel about what Eagle does and what we are. So you walk in the hallways, you have no doubt that you're in an environment where the Lord comes first, and we instill that in our players. You know, we try and our players, I think, do an exceptional job of being good sportsmen and good ambassadors for Christ.
Who do you play? The network of schools in the area?
Boy, we played Ithaca, we played Reedsburg teams, we played. We went down to Sparta, Platteville, Dodgeville. Yeah. Sometimes it's a little difficult finding games. We are unable to compete in the WIAA games, so we've got to find other games, you know, that we can get into, and tournaments. But regardless, we seem to always have a good time when we get out there on the field.
Awesome. Anything else you'd like to say about the Eagle community?
Well, we'll have a Christmas program again coming up this year. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We always welcome the community's prayers and support. You know, if Eagle comes to your mind and your heart, pray for us. You know, there's probably nothing more valuable than a good prayer. And I know our students would appreciate it, and I know our staff would appreciate it. We also are going to repeat our July bazaar, craft sale, whatever. We always seem to change the title, but we're always looking for donations of very good used household items, and those are invaluable to us. We have a sale that runs for 2 days, and all the money that we earn, we set aside and we use it to help promote programs and events for the kids.
You'll be having a Christmas program too later.
Christmas program. I know it's on our calendar. I don't have the dates in my mind when it's going to be, but we usually have an original skit or play that one of the teachers writes, and I know that's in the process now being written. So Abby's got something to say.
Are you right,
Abby?
I can. One of the high school classes also has a play that's also coming out this year. It's an interesting one, and I think it's going to be very fun. Lots of.
Are you in it, Abby?
I am in it.
All right.
See, then there's a reason to come.
Starring role.
You only know her voice. If you come to our play, you'll see the face.
Well, good luck with that. And don't forget Brazilian Night coming up on November 7th. What food are you most looking forward to, Iker?
The one I miss the most.
What is that?
Is definitely the main dish, feijoada.
Okay.
Is the way we say it, and is the black beans too. I think it's delicious, and yeah, I miss it very much.
You've not had it since you were back home?
No. So for the past, I don't know, at least 1 year and a half, I haven't eaten it yet.
Mm-hmm. Iker, do you know how to salsa? Do you know how to salsa? Can you dance?
I thought you meant...
No, salsa.
Eat salsa. Dance salsa.
Do you know how to dance?
I mean, I'm not great at it, but I grew up in the culture, so I will know something.
Well, there you go. So if you come down for the Brazilian dinner, Iker will be there.
Yeah.
And I will see that he will personally dance the salsa with those of you who are interested.
Wow. That,
yeah.
Right?
What more of an invitation do you need?
I wouldn't even eat the meal, Phil. I paid $15 just to dance with Iker.
Oh, boy. His dance card's already filling up.
There you go.
Brazilian Night coming up at Eagle School November 7th. Everyone invited. That starts at 6:30 that night. Jeff, thanks for coming in and bringing these fine students with you, too.
Thank you, Phil.
You bet. Jeff Seaborg, Iker, and Abby joining us from Eagle School right here in Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. The taste of fall now at Christie's Sunnyside. Our new fall menu is now being served. We have sandwiches, salads, and rice bowls featuring oven-roasted squash, sweet potatoes, and beets. Our bakery is baking up your favorite fall treats, pumpkin scones, and apple cider cupcakes with many other fall treats waiting for you. Check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-BAKE. Thanks again from Christie Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a workplace. It's part of your community. Their team includes coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMTs. People who live, work, and volunteer right here at home. Rockwell is proud to serve and support their neighbors every day, both on and off the job. Now, they'd like to connect even more with local organizations. If you're part of a nonprofit or 501c3 and have volunteer or donation opportunities, Rockwell Automation would love to partner with you. To learn more or get involved, give them a call. 647-9400. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community and dedicated to making a difference.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Mark, a lot of people will be making plans to go to a warmer place here during the winter. What are some things that they should know and be aware of?
Yeah, so we always encourage snowbirds and travelers to, you have a plan for how to go on this trip, what you're going to take, but what happens if someone happens to pass away while you are on a vacation or you're down south for a couple of months? Do you know what you need to do to get your loved one back to, let's say, Wisconsin if you die in Arizona? It's a simple enough thing to do, but a lot of people don't think about it. You know, what happens if death happens and I'm not home? So as we're getting to that time,